So can I just get you to introduce yourself?
I'm Anne McNeill. I'm the director of Impressions Gallery in Bradford and also the co-founder of the Ways of Looking Photography Festival, which is also based in Bradford.
What do you think are the sort of biggest threats to photography currently in Britain?
Fatigue. Maybe that's just me speaking personally, because I've never ever experienced it being so hard like this. I think photography could be under threat, because my perception is that the Arts Council have moved away from understanding photography, or they think that now that there's a, this is my shorthand, now that there's a curator of photography at the Tate, then photography being accepted in the mainstream. And I feel if you look at the level of NPO funding, all the photography organisations Regent's got, it's kind of like we're still in that marginalised position. It's like, I know we all applied for more and we all got sort of capped, we're all more or less capped. Take the Photographers' Gallery out of the equation, and it's kind of like, and I've actually said this directly to the Arts Council, my reading is that is, you think that's the level photography galleries they are, and you can't ever get any bigger. And so I think that's one of the biggest threats, and you just think, oh yeah, again, we have to keep going and keep going. But to be positive, the groundswell and the appetite for the festivals that are happening throughout the whole of the UK is a good thing, and maybe sending out a message, well, actually, there is, with curators and audiences, people want to see photography.
Did you consider that Ways of Looking 2011 had been as successful?
Yes, it was. I've got in front of me on the floor the report that I had to do for the Arts Council, and it was successful on many different levels. It was successful in terms of peer review, if that's important. It was successful in terms of audiences. It attracted 46,000 people into the venues during the month of October. And then if this is important, which it is for the local authority, we could demonstrate through our audience surveys that, you know, the economic benefits we brought into the city, because people were travelling and mm-hmm. staying overnight in hotels. So yeah. it hit all the points that we wanted it to hit. The other thing that festivals are quite good for is press coverage. London journalists can be very lazy, but if you give them a weekend mm-hmm. and you get them up here, you know, so we got a lot of coverage, and we also got coverage in papers we don't normally get. Really interesting, we had like a double page spread in the Daily Mail deconstructing all Red Saunders' hidden, and I just assumed it was going to be a hatchet job, as one does, but they'd got a professor from the London School of Economics, a history professor, who analysed all Red's work, and it was a really, really good piece, actually. And again, something like that really impressed Bradford Council, because they're kind of like, oh, you're always in the Guardian, or, but God, you know, you've got this double-page article in the Daily Mail, oh! Yeah. And it's little things like that. You never know what people are going to see as their terms of success.
Was there a sense of where visitors were coming from?
A lot of people travelled over the opening weekend when there was talks and events on, and I would say it was about 50% of people travelled and 50% were Yorkshire or Bradford based.
And it seemed that you tried to integrate digital technology into the experience of the festival.
Oh yes, visitors. We did. We had one commission which was really interesting, Invisible Flock, and that was what was very interesting about that commission, was that was a completely new way for the gallery to work, and there to integrate digital technology. They had this immersive game that you played on your smartphone, and to find the clues as you went around the city, you had to go to all the exhibitions and the venues, and then there was four levels of game, one for children, one for people who really understood the technology, one for like the casual visitor, or one that was really interested in photography. And the other digital technology that we embraced, and it was, we had a festival app. You could go to an exhibition and you could see when you were at the venue, you got a code, so you could then sort of write your review about it. We thought it was the first ever app of its kind in any photography festival, then we found out it'd been done a year before in Canada, so we're saying it's the first ever mobile app for a photography festival in Europe. And that was really good. Yeah, that was really, really well received. I think it's really, really good that people have found the energy and the ways around to set up different festivals, because there's always that famous statistic, and I was thinking about this morning because I knew you were coming. It's like, is it 131 photography festivals in France, or is it? But there's over 100 in France, and people don't seem to say, "Oh, there's too many photography festivals." You know, and sometimes there could be a tendency, people can be quite negative in this country. And I think the more stuff of quality is really important, and as galleries are getting, we're getting more and more cut, you know, the more outlet for new photographers, and I really love, like, seems to be a groundswell of young people, sounds like I'm really old, but, you know, self-publishing or self putting on exhibitions, and I really hope that, you know, festivals or the appetite for that, you know, continues, because that's what I sort of want to see.